Hello?
Bank of Cardiff, this is Pete.
Yeah, Pete, this is Carl.
Hey Carl, how you
I'm
doing?
in pretty good. I'm in Kansas City, Missouri. Where are you calling? Where am I calling here?
This is the San Diego location. We're mostly West Coast though.
Okay, yeah, well, I tell you what I have. I'm in finance, and I'm in real estate,
Okay.
and I have what's called fixture filings on real estate that actually it takes in a first lien position in front of mortgages if there was a mortgage on there. What I'm looking for is a conduit to be able to set up a line of credit, borrow against these fixture filings.
Okay. Well, we do more working capital loans here. Are you familiar with those at all?
Not real. Well, they all vary. Working capital loans vary from place to place. So, but no, I just got your. I got your name from a gentleman out of Baltimore that was approached by your bank because of a they had the ability to finance against a UCC-1 financing statement. Now, I might be talking to the wrong department at the bank. I don't know. I've never talked to Bank of Cardiff, and I have looked on the internet, and apparently there may be some other people representing the Bank of Cardiff that they are the Bank of Cardiff when they're just doing a play on words. You know what I mean?
No, I see. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I think we're the original. I mean, we've been around for going on 15, 16 years here, so I don't know
Yeah.
if anyone on the internet's using a similar name here. But so what I'm getting here is you're looking for a loan to put against a lien or mortgage on the house. Is that right? A UCC.
Well, well, no. I have a lien right now. I have liens, not mortgages. I have liens, and perfected in against real estate and the correlating, if there is a mortgage on it, and the correlating promissory note of that mortgage. So I actually have a first lien because of a fixture filing. Which it is. It no matter what it tr trumps. I don't even in Louisiana, whatever state it is, it follows the guidelines to the T, and it has a fir I have a first lien mortgage. I mean first lien on the property and the mortgage, and I'm looking to pledge those lines of credit to have credit entry on my account that I would set up with you folks.
No, I understand what you're doing. Well, we don't really do lines of credit here. The working capital loans that we do are like a lump sum unsecured into the business bank account. So it's more for certain projects in mind that it works better for, or not like it's similar to a line of credit, like we're going to get you qualified for the largest amount possible and kind of work backwards from there, see what you want. But it's more for a project-based initiative, you know what I mean? Like you have a
Like if I have a contract to do, I've got a contract right now to do a 50K, two 50 kW systems for solar. Okay. And it's going to
Perfect.
be about $300,000. Okay, and I've got good margin in the transaction, and don't particularly. That's how I end up with. That's how I end up with the filings. I got one against Econolodge and different entities, and I want to use my financial instruments as collateral to help me secure a credit line to promulgate new business. You see what I'm saying?
I see. We usually secure, we do some kind of secured loans. They're usually against equipment, for the most part, tangible things. But honestly, I haven't dealt with this kind of situation before. You mind if I check with more of a senior underwriter on this, see if we can secure a loan against some kind of liens that you have?
Yeah, and call them fixture liens.
Fixture liens?
They're fixture liens. Yeah, there's many different types of liens. There's artesian liens, farm liens. This happens to be fixture liens.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Carl, to be totally honest, I've been here for a few years, haven't really dealt with this exact situation. So I'd definitely like to get a more senior opinion on it. Can I get a good number to call you back in a couple of minutes?
Sure.
Yeah, where's that?
Absolutely. Well, the number is 816-759-9712.
And how much were you looking to obtain, just a ballpark figure?
I want to set up the line against all of them, and it would be something like $800,000. But I'm not going to use I just want to set up the line, because once I get started, I'll just rotate my paper in as soon as I get, because I'll carry my paper from the jobs that I do so I can do the financing, and then I'll just carry that paper over and deposit my paper into my private account. That's very important. Deposit my paper into a special account there at your bank, and then you give me credit on account, and that's phrase, right? All that stuff right there is important to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just rotate it.
Yeah. Well, we're non-depository, strictly lending.
You do take
collateral.
Contracts for collateral, don't you?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's the account that I'm talking about.
I got you. Yeah. And would you be open at all to something besides a line of credit, such as the working capital lump sum loan that I was talking about?
That gets into what's your criteria I should ask first.
Oh, it's a revenue-based loans that we do, and it's usually about 10-15% of top-line revenue from last year, so if you can get a ballpark idea of what that is, say you did like a million, you know, get you about $100,000. So
That wouldn't work for me, because the existing businesses that I have are not there anymore. I work more as a consultant and as a contractor, where I contract through my contract myself, and that's what I've been doing for the last 8 months. I don't have a company that I work through. I do it myself. I buy low, sell high, and do the financing, bring the contractor in. I do all the contracting. I put all the pieces together. So and I haven't done it in one consistent company, and now I'm just going to do it myself instead of working through a company now. I have no revenue base to as a baseline for you to determine capital credit line would be. In other words, but I do have collateral though. You know, I have plenty. I'm okay on that respect.
So you don't have a business that you can run this through per se.
No.
Yeah, we don't do any kind of personal lending here. It's like strictly business lending. We look at business tax reports. Or tax statements, excuse me, things like that. Do you have like a sole prop or anything that you could put it into?
No.
That's kind of the only way we could work with this kind of situation.
I see. Okay. That's okay, Pete. I appreciate the call. I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, I think it's just a different kind of situation. Thank you, Carl.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, okay. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.